USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an act into law which authorizes the extension of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
To every 9/11 hero, you poured out your heart, your sweat, your soul, and everything you had for your country. You ran toward the wreckage into a ball of flames like, frankly, nobody in this country had ever seen.
The president was joined by more than 200 individuals affected by the 9/11 terrorist attacks, including more than 60 first responders. The extension of the fund will ensure compensation for individuals injured during the 2001 terrorist attacks and their aftermath, rescuing people and removing debris under hazardous conditions. The fund was slated to expire in 2020, but the newly signed legislation ensures the compensation for victims through 2090. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
France is pushing ahead with a landmark tax on tech companies like Google and Facebook, despite U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of retaliatory tariffs on French wine. French winemakers sold $1.78 billion worth of wine last year to American consumers. After Trump slammed the foolishness of the tax and promised reciprocal action, French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said France will implement it anyways. The 3% tax that went into force this week mainly concerns companies that use consumer data to sell online advertising. Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically, but he's here.
That's been 7 years, and that's something we always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son Colton passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI alleges that a former software engineer from Seattle has been arrested in connection with a massive data breach that potentially puts over 100 million Capital One credit card applicants at risk. Paige A. Thompson, age 33, allegedly accessed information from Capital One Bank through a faulty web application firewall, then posted the data to an information sharing site, according to the criminal complaint. News about Capital One's breach comes 1 week after credit reporting company Equifax settled federal and state probes for a record $650 million for a 2017 data breach of personal information. There's a serious mental health crisis affecting the New York City Police Department. Within the last month, five officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself. I feel down. I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that, unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward. If you or anyone you know is considering suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.